A major vote is coming to King County on April 22nd, at least for transit. King County Metro says if voters don't approve Proposition 1, the agency will have to cut 70 bus routes. KUOW's Joshua McNichols reports.
The three most popular lines on the chopping block are the number 4, the number 21, and the number 72. Misty Kohal is waiting for the 72 Express in Seattle's Lake City neighborhood. She's one of over 5,000 riders who board that line every day.
I'm a housekeeper, and I go to my job to turn in checks every week, and the 72 takes me there, but I still have to walk 10 blocks, so if they cut that route, then I'm going to have to walk even farther.
That's exactly what Metro says will happen if the agency makes the cuts. Riders will have options, they'll just be less convenient ones. Down in West Seattle, Roger Roseborough waits for the number 21. He's a disabled vet who says vets like him rely on the buses to get to the VA hospital. Roseborough says it's not right to raise car tab prices, but he'd rather pay more than lose bus service.
Maybe that will make people think, maybe I shouldn't have a car. Maybe I should get on a bus. And that would help with pollution and help keep the air a lot cleaner.
Roseborough is one of nearly 4,000 passengers who take the number 21 each day. Most of the riders I spoke with support Proposition 1 that would save all those bus routes. But the ballot measure does have opponents. Dick Paler is a volunteer with a campaign opposing Metro.
I think that they've probably exaggerated what they need to cut.
Paler says he believes Metro has room to cut its costs.
There's only two other agencies in the country, and I believe that it's Boston and San Jose that have higher paid driver salaries than they do at Metro.
The ballots have already been sent out. They're due April 22nd. For KUOW, I'm Joshua McNichols.